What about other molecular agents that are targeting both EGFR as well as the VEGF pathway? And I know you've done some work on sunitinib. Can you talk about that?
Well, particularly Zactima or the ZD6474, that data is interesting, particularly in women. That actually might improve how patients do. And Dr. Hammock out of MD Anderson is the PI on most of those trials looking at combining chemotherapy with that drug. And that has some interesting data, but certainly is not yet available on the market for our patients with that disease. But it's nice to see a combination looking at EGFR inhibition as well as anti-angiogenesis.
Can you talk a little bit about what we know about ZD6474 or Zactima? It's, from my understanding, it's kind of an unusual agent and has what, both EGFR as well as anti-VEGF activity?
Correct. Both. And it depends on what dose. So if you're using the drug at 100 milligrams a day, that seems to have both EGFR activity as well as VEGF activity. And the higher dose, the 300 milligrams, did not seem, at least combined with chemotherapy, to improve progression-free survival. So that has led to a large phase 3 trial looking at 100 milligrams of ZD6474 or Zactima with second-line chemotherapy versus chemotherapy by itself.